This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves to me, Mark.
And Alex.
And, yeah, it's a bright, sunny morning here in the Marianas, where America's day begins. Is that the whole thing?
Yeah.
I like it. I just like live free, Marianas. That's my new tagline for the place, because I'm of the opinion, having spent about 6 weeks here, that the Marianas are probably the freest place in the United States. And, you know, I really haven't had anybody point anything out to me that makes me think otherwise. Because it's not because the Marianas is truly free. It's not. It's that the United States truly isn't.
Yeah.
Right? The competition stinks.
Yep.
You know, I mean, when you look at the World Economic Freedom Charts, first is Hong Kong, which, I don't know, the looming threat of a Chinese takeover, that's kind of big. Singapore's out there, where you're going to get caned over spitting your chewing gum on the ground, presuming you've smuggled it in, mind you.
Yeah.
In the United States, I think they come in number 15 or so on that chart. You know, just the steady decline of the empire as it slowly consumes itself. The leftists and lower classes demanding more and more. Median incomes are going up every single year since the Great Recession, but there's a disparity in wages.
Yeah,
rich people are too rich.
Yeah,
that's what they're saying, is rich people are too rich, as though what somebody else is making. You're making more. Median household income going up every year. You're making more and more every year, but somebody else is making more every year than you are, and that, it's a travesty.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll just never understand the human primate. I don't get it. Why do you care what somebody else makes?
Well, I think they're concerned a little bit about power. And they're always talking, you know, campaign finance reform, all of that, these rich people are owning the country, blah, blah, blah. But I think the greatest counter-argument to that was given to us by our very own resident leftist, Bloomberg. And he spent over $700 million, and he wasn't even able to win one state.
Money just doesn't buy elections. It can help, but it just doesn't do it.
He won American Samoa, though.
He did
get American Samoa. Some places may be for sale.
You and I had a bet on Bloomberg that you thought he might win a state. I thought that he would not. And since he won American Samoa, I've decided that the bet is null. Because it's not a state, but, you know, whatever. And we've both seen happy with that. So, either way, I mean, pretty much everybody's dropped out at this point. Miguel Tulsi's in third,
yeah,
with one delegate.
My former senator, Elizabeth Warren, also known as Pocahontas by some,
Pocahontas.
Also dropped out.
She's not a real Indian.
That is true. Excuse me. Sorry to all the Native Americans I may have insulted.
Right. Suddenly you have to apologize to all the Native Americans.
Yeah. Compared to Elizabeth Warren, that's low.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically Super Tuesday just culled the field and mixed everything up. Basically, it looked like it was going to be Bernie Sanders' runaway victory and all that. But call me a conspiracy theorist, if you will. I believe the Biden campaign, probably Joe himself, Creepy Joe himself, picked up the phone and essentially called Buttigieg, Klobuchar, perhaps Warren, everybody that he could call, Bloomberg, and said, hey, you know, Bernie Sanders is going to be the nominee. If we don't all get behind one candidate, let's learn from what the Republicans did in 2016. Because Trump, if they would have all gotten behind one candidate, he could have beaten Trump. But it looks like, you know, and he probably made some offers, I don't know, cabinet positions or something like that, and said, you know, you're young, your time's coming, but mine's not, and I'm Joe.
Yeah, well, I think the key to that conspiracy is Elizabeth Warren, right? It's interesting how she stayed in. Despite having no chance, had fewer delegates than Buttigieg and Sanders and Biden.
Yep.
But she thought she still had a chance that she was going to break the glass ceiling or something, perhaps. But I think a more realistic outcome is they made a deal with her as well. Stay in, split the progressive vote, and allow Joe Biden to clean up. Because had she dropped out, I think it would have been a totally different Tuesday night.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what would have happened if had Sanders made one of these calls and said, "Hey, Lizzie, you know, if for the good of the
sack
progressive
away as on a coin. When I'm president, we'll add you to a coin too."
when if you really care about the progressive movement, drop out, endorse me. Maybe the same with Tulsi. Not like Tulsi's drawing votes from Bernie. Not very many of them. But I think Tulsi's basically staying in to show Bernie that she's committed, and then that way he picks her as the vice. That's just my view of things. She's got plenty of money. People are donating to her. They care about her message. But Ian is telling me that Warren dropped out but hasn't endorsed. And I know that. She hasn't endorsed anybody. I just would think that if she were to endorse somebody, that Bernie Sanders would be the one she would endorse. But maybe she's so mad at him for saying to her that a woman couldn't win or something like that. Whatever it is that she claims that he told her.
I think this gives credence to the conspiracy, right? If she were really a progressive, she'd be behind Bernie. But let's not forget, Warren was previously a Republican. She's from Oklahoma. She used to be a Republican.
Really?
So I think she just joined the Progressive Party when it became convenient. And she lives in Cambridge, right? Being progressive.
Your hometown?
There. Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah, we're neighbors of sorts, I suppose. I don't believe it. I think it's she purposely wanted to split the vote, and they made her a deal. Let's not forget, she's a multimillionaire. Her house is like $5 million.
Right. This is the thing that amazes me about Democrats. They have all this problem with people who make billions of dollars in the marketplace serving others, presumably, at least in part. But they don't seem to care at all about their politicians that get in office and make millions of dollars.
Yeah.
I mean, how many of the people that are running when they started office weren't millionaires and are now? You shouldn't be, presumably, making, like, adding to your net worth to that level. Most Americans aren't.
Yeah.
If you care, I mean, if it just claws at you that Jeff Bezos has too much money, like, if that just, like, it keeps you up at night. It's like fingers, nails on a chalkboard. I literally talked to, I saw somebody on Facebook say to somebody else who said that they were rich, "How dare you say you're rich?
How dare you?" It's stolen my childhood.
I mean, it's amazing when they, that's that.
All you care about is money.
Greta Thunberg. You know, when it comes to Greta Thunberg, I get that it's a political move. I just think it's the lowest and coarsest of them. The idea that you would put a child out, especially a child with special needs, out there to be ridiculed.
There's
in the
no special
space.
Needs. Specially abled is the correct term.
Fine, whatever. I don't care. The idea that you'd put her out there and just then vilify people that said things about her message. Well, she's got a message, and people are going to have something to say about that. It's just ridiculous to do otherwise. If I put my son out there, you know, and I had him say, you know, some libertarian message, including taxation is theft, right?
Yeah.
How dare you? How dare you steal my daddy's money? It could be used for my education and my medical. But no, the politicians steal it to give it to other people. Why? Because it's fair or some crap like that. You know, some lunatic's version of fair. But of course people would come out and say things about my son. Of course they would.
Yeah.
It would be only a lunatic that would believe otherwise. So therefore, it is Well, just frankly, it's just evil to put your kid out there like that. I don't have a problem with Greta Thunberg. Her parents, on the other hand, are terrible parents.
Yeah.
Scaring the heck out of their kid like that. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live. Or use the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Call in. Talk live on the airwaves. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We make it available to you to call in. We're talking about the presidential sort of nonsense going on. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Mark with you.
And Alex.
Want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your first choice when it comes to cryptocurrency news. And cryptocurrency with, you know, maybe a looming recession here might be a very good place to be. Lots of people recommend being in gold, and they call cryptocurrency, or at least Bitcoin, digital gold. So I think that my guess is you'll probably see a move. Plus, often there's an uptick after the halving, which means it's something that's coming up in Bitcoin and the technology here in the near future. Anyway, any of these things interest you, you need to find out more about cryptocurrency. Go to Bitcoin.com, and there you can watch some introductory videos. You can get a wallet. You can purchase some Bitcoin Cash, and they make it easy for you. They've got some of the freshest news. Bitcoin.com. So it looks like a party at the nursing home now in the presidential race.
Oh.
Everybody is a septuagenarian except for Tulsi. Tulsi's my pick, but I don't think she's going to run away with it at this point.
Got tough news. She's not going to get it.
Right. She isn't mathematically excluded, as they say, like in the NFL, but it's getting there. And I think personally,
well, it seems like she might be excluded from the next Democratic debate. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, she has a delegate, and they're not gonna let her on stage. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious they
didn't
like her.
Meet the age minimum, right?
Right. She doesn't have to be wheeled out in a chair. So I think every one of the candidates will be over the average age of death of American male by the end of their first, the next term, so 2024, which, I don't know, that's something you ought to think about. One of the things that about the Reagan, it's kind of sullied the Reagan legend, is that he had dementia there at the end. And Joe Biden, he's forgetting what state he's in. He's forgetting Barack Obama, his boss's name, his immediate supervisor's name, with whom he just worked not too long ago. He's forgetting his name a couple of times on the campaign trail. Trump apparently has lost his limo more than once. And now, mind you, I've pulled on the wrong car's handle in the past, too. I'm nowhere near 80 years old. But it's getting there, and I think that I find it weird that Americans seem to go for these really old politicians.
Well, is it Americans going for them, or is it there's just no other options?
I mean, you have to. Okay, so how do the options get put in front of us? The candidates run, and then people pick them amongst in the primary. I mean, it's not a perfect system by any stretch of the imagination. They could use several different types of voting methods out there, but basically ranked choice voting is what I kind of like, is, you know, just pick in order amongst these 10 candidates, choose in order which one you'd like the most to the least. And that would come up with, in all likelihood, a better choice than just sort of, I'm going to vote for this one for, you know, strategic reasons or because I like them or whatever. We can see right now the problem with in Super Tuesday, the problem is that basically, since it's a zero-sum game, you get one vote for one candidate, people are like, well, I guess I'm just going to vote against Sanders and I'm going to vote for Biden.
Yeah.
Whereas if it, you know, you'd have just a better choice of everybody out there made if you had ranked choice voting. But you know, that is.
Well, it seems to me that you can win if you're young. Look at Barack Obama,
sure.
Right? One of the youngest presidents ever. But the difference between him and the young people who ran this time is that he was far more reasonable and far more cool.
So, okay. Reasonable and cool is the trick? I don't know, but
that's the trick to upset the establishment.
Biden's not reasonable or cool.
If you want to beat the establishment,
right.
You got to be, like, cool, trendy, like, you know, got to excite people.
I get.
And I don't think these, like, young progressives excite the average American. They excite the city folks. They excite the media, right? Remember when Pete Buttigieg announced, and there was, like, said his name, like, 24-7.
Yep.
Buttigieg, Mayor Pete, he's so great. And I think the average American is just like, who is this guy? Why do we care? I can't even say his name, right?
I mean, they certainly were excited about him. But I guess what my question is, why the default to the old people? Everybody has an old person.
The devil
in their
life. You know is always better, right?
Okay.
We've had Biden around. We know he's Sleepy Joe. What's he going to do? What's the worst thing?
Grope your daughter.
he's a gentle groper.
But he's been a different candidate from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the aughts, the teens. And in 2020, what kind of president is he going to be? You know, he's a political creature, and likely he'll just be handled by whomever's in there, and they'll try to roll him out as rarely as possible for a speech, and maybe he'll be able to read the teleprompter. how bad is his mental state going to deteriorate by November?
Yeah,
I think he's the worst choice. I mean, in my opinion, Democrats settled for their fourth choice, that is Biden, and they are going to reap what you could expect from it. Biden can't beat Trump because he's not better at anything than Trump is.
Yeah,
and that's the problem. I mean, you know, send Bernie in there; he's less creepy. You know, send Tulsi in there. She can do everything that Biden can. Any one of these candidates probably would have been a better choice than Biden. He would have been the single last choice. But Democrats out there are like, well, we just can't have Bernie Sanders. He says the word socialist.
Yeah.
And I'm no fan of socialists, mind you. And I think that Trump will certainly work on that angle, that socialism angle. And I don't know if Sanders can beat Trump. But I can tell you, Biden, in my opinion, Biden can't.
Yeah.
Something could happen. You never know what happens by November. It's a, like any given Sunday situation. But my opinion is that you can, you know, slap your hands and wrap it up. Super Tuesday determined that the Democrats lost. They keep on making bad choices. Oh, let's go after the president and impeach him on, you know, tenuous situations. And
well, that seems to be the theme of the Democrat Party. What's the worst choice we can make in a given instance? How do we pick it faster? It's over and over and over again. Let's focus on the issues everyone cares about. LGBT town hall, right? Why do they do that? They're not talking about the economy. They're not talking about all the things the average American cares about. Instead, it's when did American history really start? Was it when the country was born or when the first slave came over? Right? The average American isn't concerned about those kind of crazy, you know, cultural Marxist ideas. They're concerned with who's going to make the economy better. As Bill Clinton said, it's the economy, stupid.
Right, and the economy is an important issue, is this coronavirus thing. The Democrats are trying to smear Trump as though he didn't act right. He didn't do exactly the right thing with Corona. We would have done something better. How dare you, Supreme Court? We would have aborted everybody.
Yeah.
Schumer threatens the Supreme Court, whatever that means. I don't know. It's all crazy. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate passes an $8.3 billion emergency funding bill to help fight the coronavirus outbreak, as deaths in the United States have reached double digits and more than 160 people have tested positive across more than a dozen states. The bill now heads to President Trump's desk, who's expected to sign it quickly. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is slamming Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer's comments made regarding the Supreme Court.
We are so much better than that. I don't care if it was a Republican or Democrat doing it. It is unacceptable, and it is a new low. It's inappropriate. It goes beyond just an apology.
Schumer said at a political rally that Supreme Court Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh have released a whirlwind and will pay a price. The New York Democrat is accusing Republicans of mischaracterizing his comments. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on, well, this presidential nonsense and these bloodsuckers or anything else you want to talk about. 855-450-FREE is in freedom. Are you 100% sure you're going to have a great retirement, or do you have some doubt? Tom Young, the author and founder of the CFO Project, can help you to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. My family has used this same system as part of a way to become, you know, I kind of realized in my life I was never going to be, like, ridiculously wealthy or anything like that. But I did want to be financially free. I wanted to own my own home and, you know, be able to choose where I work, when I work, and how I work. And those are the kind of things I was looking for. And this is part of a picture that'll help you to achieve that. So instead of building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you exactly how to build and eliminate debt all at the same time. Excuse me, build wealth and eliminate debt. You can get your free copy now at CFO-project.com. That dash is important. CFO-project.com. Invest in yourself and your family today. CFO-project.com. So, we were talking about Biden, and apparently Reason Magazine has some things to say about Biden being, what, no moderate?
Yeah, so the narrative is sort of on the Democrat Party side We can't let Sanders go in. He's too radical. He won't appeal to the average American. He's used the socialist word and he's praised communist dictators. Just it's not going to work.
Those things. Yes.
It's not going to work in the swing states, right? The Georgia, Pennsylvania, Midwest.
When did Georgia become a swing state? This is a crazy time we live in. Go ahead.
Yeah, so anyways, that was the narrative. He's the moderate. He's the voice of reason.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Reason.com thinks differently. So they published this article.
I do love their work, by the way. Reason.com does such great work.
Yeah, and their brand is strong.
It is.
Who can argue with reason?
It's right. It's a nice word.
Yeah. So yeah, essentially the claim that he's moderate is hard to justify by any definition of moderate. So the first thing they point out is although he's against Medicare for All, which, you know, makes sense, where is that $25 trillion going to come to pay for it? It's going to come from either the national debt or from the average American taxpayer.
Well, yeah, I mean, they say maybe they're going to go after billionaires or something, but there's only
They do their wealth taxes and jack up the tax rates as high as they can,
right,
there's still a huge shortfall.
Yes.
And Biden loves to bring this up in the debate. Look at me. You know, I'm moderate. I'm not going to spend trillions of dollars.
I'm only going to spend billions.
Yeah. So as Reason points out, he wants to spend $750 billion.
Hundreds of billions.
Expanding the Affordable Care Act. That's over 10 years. Most of these statistics generally do over 10 years.
Yeah, and the Affordable Care Act, in my opinion, this is Obamacare, was always designed to be a failure. Once again, the conspiracy theorist of the bunch, I think that it was never put out to be successful. It was put out as a compromise that would ultimately lead to universal health care. And I don't think universal health care is that unreasonable in a world where three out of every four quarters spent in health care at the time that Obamacare was instituted was spent by the government. So, you know, it's not young people below the age of 65 that are costing that cost all the money. It's old people that we're trying to keep on life support on the public dole and these sorts of things. So that's where the costs come from. Not that I'm endorsing universal health care. I'm just saying, once you've set the kitchen, the living room, and the den on fire, why not just catch a bedroom on fire too? What difference does it really make?
Well, it's not just health care. And speaking of setting things on fire, Joe Biden has recently bought into the Thunberg furor and has decided for a $1.7 trillion climate plan.
Oh, boy. Who's going to pay for that?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
As is often the case. And
we'll have Mexico pay for it.
Yeah. At least Trump pretended that someone would pay for it, right? I'm not sure if it's better, but it feels better.
Would you rather be lied to or just have the truth left out?
Can I have none of the above?
You could have none of the above if you'd like.
And it goes on and on, right? This article just lists more and more reasons. $15 minimum wage. Since when is doubling the minimum wage moderate?
Yeah. So, the minimum wage, I get how, you know, if you're sitting in New York City, you think to yourself, and many of the Democrats in the world are in these major metros, you think to yourself, how could anybody possibly survive on $7.25 an hour? And the reality is that different geographic areas have different economies. Plus, you're not supposed to be surviving on minimum wage. You're supposed to have worked your way out of minimum wage by the time you're 21 or whatever the number is. Minimum wage is supposed to be the rate at which, the minimum rate at which somebody enters the job market. And if they can't somehow claw themselves above it in the time frame of 5, 6, 7 years, and we have a reasonable economy, well, what does that say? Should we be setting, is that the standard? The idea that the minimum wage is a living wage is a lie that has been perpetrated by the Democrats for decades. And I know that if you repeat a lie long enough, it becomes the truth. But no, it doesn't. It's still just an oft-repeated lie.
And the incentives it brings are terrible, right? Why train yourself, increase your productivity, work harder, produce more value, when you can just vote for a raise?
Sure. Also, here's one thing that I've never understood. And I get it. I'm not that big of an employer, and nobody really cares about my opinion on the subject. But the idea of these employees that are just so angry about where they work, you know, my place of business and my boss and the corporate atmosphere and you know, and you often get this sort of from union workers calling people rats and these sorts of things. But if you don't like it there, leave. And if you have an employee who doesn't like it there, fire them right away. I'm, you know, if I was working with somebody who was that angry all the time, there's nothing you could do to make them, you know, happy. Well, then just get rid of them. They're an angry person. You don't need that in your life.
Well, you know what else you don't need in your life, according to Joe Biden? Assault weapons. Ooh.
Yeah. Well, that's a buzzword for the Democrats, no doubt about it. He thinks you've got to see this video. Go on YouTube, search Joe Biden shotgun, and he made this comment a few years ago. It's basically like, ladies, you don't need assault weapons. Just get yourself a shotgun, a double barrel shotgun. And admittedly, a shotgun is a great home defense device. But what you will see on this video is women firing shotguns. And in many cases, sometimes the gun will jump out of their hands. Sometimes it'll knock them to the ground. A 12-gauge shotgun is a serious weapon. The Mossberg 500 is carried by soldiers. It really is a weapon of war. The AR-15 might look like one, but the Mossberg 500 is one.
Yep.
Okay. My wife fired a shotgun one time and has never fired one since. She has no interest in that. And, you know, then they showed at the end of the video, it's like 7 or 8 minutes of women just falling on their butt and Joe Biden saying, get a shotgun. Yeah. At the end of the video, they show some women shooting an AR and it's like, pop, 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 pop. You know, the AR is designed. The recoil is minimal. It's a great weapon. Joe's crazy. 855-450-3733. He certainly doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to guns. 855-450. Free as in freedom. Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. And I want to tell you, before we get on here talking about Chuck Schumer leveling threats at the Supreme Court of the United States, I want to tell you about ForkFest. ForkFest is a festival that, Free Talk Live's involved in the sort of setup of ForkFest. You can go find out more at forkfest.party. Is the it'll be the 4th of July weekend, Independence Day weekend, excuse me. And it's up at Rogers Campground in northern New Hampshire. Come hang out with us. Have a great time. Do anything you want. There's no schedule to this. You want to serve food. You want to have speeches. You want to do what you, whatever. Games, races, whatever. ForkFest.party is the place to get started. That's ForkFest.party. 855-450-3733. So, Alex, what's the news story here? I kind of feel like Schumer wasn't physically threatening the Supreme Court, and that's how it Mitch McConnell, what are they calling him, Cocaine Mitch now?
Yeah. As if that's supposed to make you not like them, right? Makes me like him more. He's a fun guy, Cocaine Mitch. Party pleaser. So, the right is all in uproar over Chuck Schumer, which is understandable, right? I think libertarians, right-wingers, even left-wingers have reason to be angry with Chuck Schumer.
Sure, everybody hates him.
But what he did this week was especially bad, they say.
Okay.
He was talking smack. Not just talking smack, he was making threats, allegedly.
Schumer was making threats. And he's like, you'll reap the whirlwind, Kavanaugh and Gorsuch.
Yeah.
You'll see what it's like when you taste the wrath of the Senate Minority Leader.
Yeah, quote, "You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions." Push it out a little bit there.
Yeah, So first off, you know, this is my, frankly, one of my least favorite topics in the world. And
Chuck Schumer or?
Well, then, yeah. No, abortion generally. You know, my thoughts on this are, first, it's not a libertarian issue, right? Because it depends, all humans should have human rights and freedom and all this stuff, but it depends on when human life starts. So different people seem to disagree as to when that occurs. However, I've come to the conclusion, if Democrats, and it's largely Democrats and Democrat-type voters that are the ones that are likely to get an abortion, if Democrats want to wage genocide on themselves, I'm not going to stand as some screaming bulwark to save them. I've just got better things to do. Go on, you know, make fewer Democrats, please.
Well, I would step back and say this is not an abortion issue, right? This is a potential First Amendment issue. What is a threat? What is free speech? All of that. So I would just even leave the abortion issue aside.
Well, I think that this could be considered political rhetoric or a threat, depending on how one wanted to look at it. But I can tell you this. The FBI only cares when they care. There's been a guy who's been threatening me for 6 years, saying things as clear as, I have bought a gun and I'm going to use it to shoot you in the back of the head. Right? Like, it couldn't be any more clear in reality what that threat means. But the FBI, they don't want to charge him. Now, any other talk show host, you say something naughty to them, just vaguely threatening, they'll go after them. But for whatever reason, not so much Mark Edge, the 26th most important talk show host in America, according to Talkers Magazine. So I don't know why that is, but I personally just believe this is here and gone as far as stories go. But go on with the story, please.
Yeah. So what makes it a threat in your opinion? Remember, the words are, you have released a whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what you hit you if you go forward. So where's the threat?
I mean, I think that it's a reminder that abortion is a disproportionately important issue to Americans, is the way I would view this particular statement. Is it a threat? I mean, sort of a political threat, yeah. But
you're telling me in America I can't say you won't know what will hit you anymore?
Right. So hit now, that's the key word. Is that where we're going, what the Republicans are going with on this? I mean, it just seems like a way to divert from other issues. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they're just trying to get a political hit in, you know, yeah. A 1-2 punch in, get the Fox News anchors, something to talk about, all of that.
Yeah, sure.
But I think it's always relevant for us to be careful not to get caught into these games and realize that even if you disagree with Chuck Schumer, no matter how you feel on abortion, we don't want to lose the First Amendment to something so minuscule as this, right?
Certainly not. I mean, every other country in the world seems to have it, and political correctness is sweeping those places.
Yeah.
And not particularly interested in that. I'll take this kind of political rhetoric. I think we Americans can live with this. Did you know I used to have some pigs named Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer?
No, what happened to those pigs?
I shot him in the head.
Wow. Is that a threat I'm hearing?
It's a reality. It's already occurred. But I think, you know, if you're going to have animals that you're going to use for slaughter, you should name them after politicians. I mean, you know, it's a good thing to do.
It's certainly a fun thing to do.
Yeah, well, I really did love Gerald Ford, though. He was a good boy.
Yeah.
And it's made me feel bad when I had to shoot Fitzy, John Fitzgerald Kennedy. But
that's how did he taste?
That they were delicious. It's just as good. So, what are the Republicans calling for here for Schumer? And what are they saying?
Well, they're saying that he should be censured and he should apologize and all that good stuff.
Well, they've censured Charlie Rangel. Is he still in the House? I imagine that censuring didn't do much for him.
Well, I think the second issue at play here is, what is the independence of the court? Is it fair for the average person or even a politician to encourage the court to rule correctly? What do you think about that?
This is something that I've never really understood about the Supreme Court. The idea, first off, it's there to determine what's constitutional, what's not, so I'm told in civics class. And the Constitution was written in 1789. It's been amended a few times in the past, but if it's not written in the Constitution, I'm an originalist in this sense, right? If it's not written in the Constitution, then the rulings shouldn't change. So rulings have changed throughout time. There's some very specific instances. And I can't remember what the Supreme Court, I think it was Kennedy. Yeah, Kennedy, who's retired now, recently, you know, within the last few years, said something about the court being necessary for the court to sort of rule based on public opinion at the time.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't make any sense at all. You're not Zogby. You're not supposed to be.
Are you a nation of laws or a nation of men, right?
Right. And it doesn't make any sense. It's the laws.
You have to pick one.
And personally, when it comes to the abortion issue, I can see the argument that abortion should be handled on a state-to-state basis. And why do I say that? Well, if abortion is the ending of a human life, then so is murder, and murder charges are handled on a state level. So if we're going to determine when a human life begins and how it ends and all these sorts of things, then okay, let's go ahead and do that on a state-to-state level. It doesn't make any sense to me, necessarily, that the federal government gets involved in that particular aspect. Again, I will lose no sleep tonight over the existence of abortion laws that are used largely to limit the amount of new Democrat voters. Now, it's not that I love the Republicans. I do not. But, you know, the Republicans are headed, have the brakes on as they head to socialism. The Democrats have their foot on the gas.
Yeah.
And to me, I just don't want a large centralized government that's telling us how we got to live our lives day in and day out. And if a government can take $1 that you earn without asking, that government can take everything you own because you've already given it legitimacy to steal. And once it has the legitimacy to steal, it'll steal whatever it wants, which means it'll steal as much as the people allow. And that means that minorities, whether those minorities are billionaires or black people, whatever the minority might be, those minorities will not be treated as well by the majority as they should be. It's supposed to be a nation where people have human rights. And a fundamental human right is keeping the fruits of your labor. Politicians have no right to them, and the average voter is a moron. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
You will understand the true intent of the founding fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.